The military services have been dithering with Congress over if and where to reduce their real estate footprint. But there's one spot in the world where the Army is undergoing a major expansion in real estate. Camp Humphreys, South Korea, is undergoing a major multi-billion dollar makeover. Joining me with details of what's going on and why, the Army Assistant Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment, Catherine Hammack. Ms. Hammack, thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning, Tom.
Tell us about Camp Humphreys itself and what goes on there.
Our strategy with basing in Korea has been to consolidate and shrink our footprint. So in 2003, we had 174 sites on 57,000 acres. And in 2018, we'll have less than 100 sites on 21,000 acres. So although you're absolutely right, Camp Humphreys has tripled in size, it is to accommodate much of the consolidation.
How long has this been in the works?
We started in 2002 with an agreement with the Republic of Korea to facilitate construction. And in 2007 is that when we really started land expansion. Because to build this out, the Republic of Korea acquired rice paddies and had to fill them in with dirt. So it took 11 million cubic meters of dirt, which is roughly equivalent to filling Yankee Stadium 10 times over to expand this base.
And so that was a cost to the Army or to Korea?
No, the cost has been largely covered by Korea. So the cost of the consolidated base is estimated at about $10.7 billion, of which over 90% is paid for by the South Koreans.
So I guess they and the Army and the United States really consider that an important strategic post.
Absolutely. And we're relocating the majority of forces and families south out of Seoul, reducing the number of camps and sites that we have in South Korea, and returning valuable real estate to the ROK in Seoul and surrounding areas that they can then use to further their growth. But really, it reduces our operational costs with more efficient basing.
And how many troops are there now, and how many will be there when this whole thing is finished?
Well, originally, Camp Humphreys is about 10,000 people, and that included military, civilians, and contractors. But when we're complete, it's going to be about 42,000 people daily assessing the base and working there. The thing to keep in mind, though, is Seoul, where we are based right now in a multitude of sites, has roughly a population density that's four times that of New York City. So our missions there in Seoul and the training of the troops was really incompatible with the way Seoul has developed over the last couple of decades. So moving south out of Seoul gives us a little bit of elbow room for us to do the military mission.
And how far away from Seoul is Camp Humphreys?
It is about a two-hour drive, but there is a fast train there that can get you there in just a little bit over an hour.
And there's aircraft and helicopters and troops and the whole nine yards.
Absolutely, and a river, so it's very accessible.
Tell us about the progress. How far from complete is this expansion at this point?
Well, in 2015, just last year, we reached the peak of construction. And so we're now at 70% completion of all projects. And it's going to be in 2018, roughly, when the majority of the construction is complete.
And is it buildings or also runways?
There's buildings, office buildings. There are tactical equipment maintenance facilities. There's runways. There's hangars. It's an amazing construction project.
How big will it be when it's finished?
When it's finished, it's a little over 3,700 acres.
Okay.
It is a small city because if you can imagine 42,000 people daily assessing it, you know, in and out of the gates, and that's, you know, again, military, civilians, contractors, and even some families that will be down there.
And how does this relate to what the Army is doing strategically in the Korean Peninsula? I mean, we've had the pivot to Asia over the past couple of years. Is this part of that, or does it supersede that?
It really is part of that overall strategy, because the mission of the United States and the ROK Alliance is to deter aggression. And we deter North Korean aggression by ensuring our forces are ready to fight. The U.S. military presence there is a crucial deterrent, and some South Korean officials worry that a lessening of the U.S. role could embolden North Korea. And you're absolutely right. North Korea's recent hostile rhetoric and military brinkmanship have added to those concerns.
We're speaking with Army Assistant Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment, Catherine Hammack. And your title also includes energy and environment. What are some of the green and environmentally friendly measures that have gone into this project? I know that's a big priority for the Army throughout the world.
Absolutely. And we have construction standards to ensure our buildings are resource efficient, both energy efficient and water efficient. And so the U.S. provided criteria packages based upon those requirements and U.S. standards. And then the Republic of Korea funds design and construction to our standards. So really, the Camp Humphreys overall will have reduced operating costs with more efficient basing.
And what about the contracting strategy? Is this something handled through the Corps of Engineers and they do the contracting? And do you use mostly U.S. firms or Korean firms?
No, because the ROK is funding design and they're funding construction, there's a lot of local labor that is being used. But everything goes out to bid. So there are some U.S. firms that are involved in the construction, but there are multiple contractors there. At one point, this was one of the largest construction projects in the world.
And is the Army Corps of Engineers overseeing it on behalf of the greater Army?
Absolutely. They're providing construction oversight and quality control, and they do a great job at that.
Catherine Hammack is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom.